This is Dr. Sivaji Pulaski, I've reported the patient, Carolyn Carter, and he gets Prashiva as a personal patient history of ulcerative colitis since 2005. Here for surveillance colonoscopy physician, and she's getting, she says that her ulcerative colitis is getting worse in the last few months. Physician get back and see on the field, that next patient, I'll be sure blood pressure, pressure, I'll try to get that done. Priority, Prashiva Pulaski, Bassi, this is Prashiva Lopez, Pulaski, Prashiva, and Pulaski, 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 and coming out, I saw a patient as a left-sided moderate severe ulcerative colitis, starting from rectum, going all the way to the proximal descending colon. The rectum also appeared to be moderate severe ulcerative colitis, but the rest of the colon, transverse colon, the rest of the colon, including transverse colon, ascending colon, and the cecum, they were unremarkable. But I did the random biopsy throughout the colon, sent separate jars segmentally. Cecum and rectum was sent jar number one, and then coming out, the transverse colon sent jar number two. Multiple biopsies were taken to see if the patient had any quiescent colitis. Coming down and descending colon, jar number three, random biopsy taken throughout the colon four quadrant. Multiple random biopsies were taken four quadrant from the descending colon. And then the biopsy was taken with sigmoid colon, the multiple four quadrant, and the biopsy was taken with the rectum. The rectum and the descending colon and sigmoid colon appear to be behaving, because of chronicity of colitis, the patient has a denudation of the inner lining. There's not pretty much of the mucosa there. It's all probably scar tissue and from the prior ulcerative colitis. rectal patient could not be complete because of the patient discomfort and difficult retroflexion because of severe, very severe ulcerative proctitis. There was a small pressure channel patient on the complication. Final colonoscopy of cecum, number two, adequate prep. Number three, patient has left sided moderate severe ulcerative colitis, starting the rectum all the way up to the proximal descending colon. Rest of the colon appear to be unremarkable. The transverse colon, ascending colon, and the cecum appear to be unremarkable. Multiple baths were taken from the colon and sent separate jars segmentally. The ulcerative colitis affected area of the colon appeared to be having denudation of mucosa. Mostly appeared to be like a some mucosal tissue and scarring and granulation noted. Biopsy was taken to ulcerative colitis also to see if there is screening for the dysplasia. Number four, rectum appeared to be more severe. It was ulcerative colitis, and also biopsy was taken. Again, the mucosa was the cell appeared to be there, it was all scarred up, and some mucosal tissue, thick mucosal tissue is noted because of ulcerative colitis. Random biopsy taken. Recommendation, away from the random biopsy of the rectum and the biopsy of the sigmoid and descending colon, and the biopsy of the transcolon, ascending colon, and cecum. Number two, patient finished, select patient already finished the budesonide, so we started patient prednisone at this moment, 30 milligram POQ daily for 7 days. The taper down 25 milligram POQ daily for 7 days to 20 milligram POQ daily for 7 days to 15 milligram POQ daily for 7 days, 10 milligram POQ daily for 7 days, 5 milligram POQ daily for 7 days, because of severity of the left side ulcerative colitis and proctitis. And I'm also going to start the patient with mesalamine, 800 milligram TID. I'll give the patient hydrocortisone enemas, 100 milligram of hydrocortisone in the 60 cc of water for if the patient has any urgency frequency, so she can score the hydrocortisone enemas at night if she has any frequency urgency. Patient also needs to, away from the biopsies, if the biopsy comes negative for any dysplasia, then repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Otherwise, if the biopsy comes up positive for dysplasia, then we'll get a second opinion with another pathologist for the mucosal biopsy diagnosis, and then if needed, refer to surgeon or repeat colonoscopy again. But it will be all depending on if the biopsy of the sigmoid descending and the rectum colon appear to be positive for dysplasia. Patient needs to be on a blended fiber diet, depending once the patient gets tapering off of the prednisone. And depending on how the patient responds to the mesalamine, seems like because of the chronicity of the disease, and if the patient is especially getting symptomatic in the last few months, I recommend the patient to be evaluated for the biological agents, like Humira or Remicade, to see the patient benefit from those biological agents as a treatment for her chronic ulcer colitis. And invitation, please send the copy to patient family care provider Dr. Mohammed Salim, and copy to Dr. Bottom Shetty. The issue was February 12, 2022. The February 12, 2022. Patient option with more complication. Thanks. And I would also recommend patient fecal care protecting. Thanks.